It's my very great pleasure to introduce on this day, Sorry Day, one of Australia's foremost entertainers. In fact, I would say one of the world's foremost entertainers. I'm particularly happy to have today Christine Arnoux on Sorry Day, which is a day that we reflect on the past wrongs done to Aboriginal Australians. But I know, personally, also ponder current wrongs on this Sorry Day and other days as well, because somehow we are still doing things like dismissing connection to place as a lifestyle choice. Christine Arnoux knows all about connections to place. She sung it on the way that touched all of us in her iconic song, My Island Home. This was the song that introduced us to Christine, that won Song of the Year and won Christine one of her five arias. We were all proud when Christine sung at it at the closing ceremony for the Sydney 2000 Olympics. I don't need to say more. Please welcome Christine Arnoux.
Good morning, Sean. And it was my stylist's idea to wear these stupid high heels. Hi, my name is Christine Arnoux. I'm a proud Torres Strait Island woman. My ancestral heritage is from Saibai Island and Mobiag Island of the Kalakaua'uya and Kalalagoya language groups in Queensland, Torres Strait. I'd like to begin by paying my respect to the traditional custodians past, present and future and their families of this land on which we meet today. Usually in Torres Strait custom, we begin meetings with a blessing song, and this song is sung in the Kalalagoya language group. And P.S., it's very early to be singing. Baba wayar nginumaiki mari Baba wayar nginumaiki angela namunia kaimel inup kubil nu inup kubil nu kurusika geiga baba wayar nginumaigi mari Baba wayar nginumaigi angela ngalmunia kaimel inup kubil nu inup kubil nu kurus How is well? I've got Ramsay here with me today, making me look good. I just wanted to say something about National Sorry Day. I was born 3 years after the 1967 referendum and was 22 and a graduating student when I danced in a ceremony as part of Paul Keating's 1992 reconciliation speech in Redfern, Sydney. From then till now, a few great people have said many great things, and for my many Aboriginal brothers and sisters and their families, whom I've grown up with, who've suffered because of past government policies, Sorry Day acknowledges every signature and vote for our referendum, every positive word uttered in meaningful dialogue, every footstep on the reconciliation journey, every door opened for self-determination, every song sung and singing the stories of our healing. I'm reminded that we have come a long way and that there's always more that we can be done by all of us together to change our conversation and heal the past. I believe there is no better way to heal than through the power of music. I want us to remember our shared turbulent past, yet also look forward to a better shared future. This song that I'm about to sing for you is my signature song, but it was always a song that first came from a band called the Wurrumpi Band, who made it very famous in 1986. I think they were just about to go on tour with the Midnight Oils, but Uncle, he went walkabout and all of that sort of, it went on a different journey. So in 1992, the middle of 1992, which was when I was graduating from the dance school, I met Neil Murray, the composer of the song My Island Home. And he gifted me the song toward the end of the year after asking me to join his band. He heard me singing songs from Yam Island in the Torres Strait and he said, "Who's that girl with the big voice?" He asked my friend who was graduating with me, Neil's friend also, to give me his phone number, and I called him and he said, "I can only offer you $50. I said, "Oh, it's all right, I'm on ab study, that's cool." And from there, I had no demo songs because I was tiptoeing across the tulips, not writing songs to become a famous rock star. I signed a record deal after people from record companies saw me dance. I was also singing for my friend, Neil's friend also, who was graduating in the same year, who needed music. And our artistic director suggested that I perform an a cappella song for her to her choreography. And that one thing led to the next, and before you knew it, I'm signing a record deal. They say we need a song as an idea to pitch to publishers so we know what songwriters to get that would appropriately suit the kind of songs that we're going to put out there for you. Neil kindly offered to put down and lay down My Island Home as a demo song. When the record company here in Melbourne heard the song, they were absolutely delighted by it. They said, "Great, this will be your cornerstone song for the album." And I had a bit of a moment where I went, "This is really predictable because Island Girl sings Island Song. This is kind of not how I wanted it to go." But I did not stop and look at the calendar. I did not stop and look at my watch and say, "Hang on, let me just see if there's something better that's going to come along." You sort of hit the ground running and you run with it. And so I ended up by default with a song, My Island Home, which I'd been singing as Neil's apprentice, as a student of the rock and roll industry for the past 6 months. And bang, I was now supposed to be a professional singer. But this song, Neil went on a journey, a soul-searching journey to the Northern Territory. He was there for a long time, involved in men's business and crossing from country to country, finding himself. And on his journey back, this song came to him, and it was a melody, and it was words trapped like a moth in a jar because he had no pen and paper, and there was nowhere for him to write the lyrics or to the song. So at the first bus stop, where he could ask for a serviette and a pen, he wrote down the lyrics to My Island Home, very humble beginnings. And later on, here I am, the island girl who sings the island song. That becomes an iconic song that Neil said to me, "Don't worry about what people think about this song," because it was pre-loved. I was scared that I was snatching it away from an audience that loved it before. These are stories that belong, and they come from out there. All those people out there with stories, and they come through you. And they belong out there again. Here it is, My Island Home.
Now I'm down here, I'm
of people, we always live by the sea. They say home is where you find it. Will this place ever satisfy me? And my island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. And my island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. In the evening, the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plains. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again, and I'm holding that long fishing line. Kaidau daya muya, kaidau daya muya, garo mataru kaiga. Kaidau daya muya, kaidau daya muya, garo. My home is Australia. We are a land bound by sea. Far across the oceans, it will never, never know. Forget me, yes. And my island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me.
Please thank Ramsey. Thank you.